I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. We had a great conversation with GoNetSpeed in the past hour. And Tom threw it out, you know, hey, if you're in the service area of GoNetSpeed, you know, if you're in the West Hartford area, the New Haven area, down in the Bridgeport area that has the service available, why have you not done it? He's curious. And if you guys want to call in and explain to us why you haven't done it yet.
Or you can sign up and put live TV and you might get the free concierge package then.
Yeah, and that'll help you do it. So let's go right to your calls. We're going to go to Gary again, and hopefully he's awake in Barrington, Mass. Are they Gary? Gary's not there. All right. I'm going to say we lost Gary. I'm going to drop that line and go on to the next. I can't even drop the line there, Matt. There we go. Matt dropped it for me. Let's go on to PK in Middletown next. Hey, PK, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I went to a local fair a couple of months ago, and at the fair, they had a box called FreeStream. It was FreeStream Max, and they said it could get like 200-plus channels for free, HBO, all of the miscellaneous channels. One-time payment, and that is paying for the licensing, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find out, is it legit? Is it a good purchase? I mean, it's like cutting the cable.
Well, right. So you need that box, right? That's going to be your box for your streaming services, like whatever you're going to get for your stuff. And then you're going to connect that to your internet service.
Right.
Whether or not that is legitimate or not, I have no idea. I've never heard of it. I'm looking here. It's called FreeStream Elite Pro, right? You can get it at Amazon.
You can, yeah. And they have their own site also.
Yeah. And a lot of folks are saying it's great. A lot of reviews here. And some people said, no, they had to return. But if this is a legitimate company, which it sounds like it is, they're offering you access to content that, you know, not too expensive either, right?
Well, one of them at the fair was $400. Then I looked online, and one of the boxes was $600. Maybe it's a newer box. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. I mean, that seems kind of interesting. The unit I use is only $150 and pay for that once. And then, of course, I use YouTube TV as my provider. So you'd have to check to see what these companies are offering you as far as your content and see if it's not too good to be true or if it's going to be a little less reliable. I've never heard of them, whereas YouTube TV is owned by the folks at Google, for better, for worse.
Right.
It's probably going to be there. Again, I don't know. Maybe this is going to be just tremendous, but you're going to have to try it. It looks like it comes with Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah.
I am on freestream.me, and it says, thank you for visiting FreeStream. We are no longer selling any FreeStream media players at this time.
Oh, really?
Really?
Hmm.
So
maybe they've had an issue with their licensing.
That's great.
Yeah, but I would look at others as well. I would look at more of the mainstream. If this is new to you, streaming is new to you, I wouldn't necessarily jump on something like that.
Okay.
Because the other things that we're talking about, you can cancel anytime. You're not locked into any contracts like you are with the cable companies.
Right.
You know, you can
right.
cancel these services like just changing your credit card number.
Yeah. You know?
So,
okay.
All right, PK.
Thanks, guys. You take care.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah, I would recommend. Wow, this drop over here is not working. This drop button's – oh, there we go. The button's getting a little glitchy. Let's go over to Jason in Mass. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hi, good morning, guys. I hate to kill the vibe about streaming, but I have a question about an old-fashioned computer.
All right, that's fine.
So what I have is I have a computer set up with 8 24-inch monitors running from a single tower.
What are you doing? Launching a space shuttle?
trading.
Oh, we've talked before.
Maybe.
Yeah. You got 8 24-inch monitors, and you're a day trader working on making your millions.
Yeah, yeah, trying.
Okay. Every time Trump says China, it goes down or goes up. You're actually playing on the word China and tariffs, right?
There you go. Exactly.
So what do you? What's going on?
So I had a conversation with somebody that was telling me that I could consolidate all of those monitors if I had a 4K video card and a 4K television,
mm-hmm,
or a large screen. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, you could put multiple windows of your trading application onto a monitor large enough that would be able to look at all those views, right? Because you're bringing up different apps, right? You're bringing up different screens every time you bring up a monitor, right?
Right. Each monitor basically, well, I have one software program, and then you can spread it out to multiple windows. So
yeah.
I run one program,
yep,
and then I have the 8 screens for the different things that I'm monitoring.
Right.
And what I found in the past was if I just purchased a large widescreen,
yeah,
computer, what's happening is all it is increasing the pixel size. It's still basically a, what is it, 1080 by 1920 or something.
Right, that's for the high def, right. But you're going to go to 4K, which is a higher resolution, which I'm not going to be able to rattle off because I'm all hopped up on cold medicine. but the more of the screen you have, you can stick more applications on that screen. So, yes, he's technically correct with what he said.
And that, so, but you need a special 4K video card, is that correct?
Not a 4K video card, just one capable of higher resolution. So it probably will be a 4K res. They're normally known as probably CAD, computer aided design video cards. You're going to spend $500 or $600 for the card, but that's cheaper than 8 monitors.
Right.
And it has to be capable of delivering that high resolution so you can stick a bunch of boxes on that big screen.
Yeah.
So I think it should work for you.
Okay. And I have one more question if you have time.
Yeah.
So speaking of CAD, in my other business that I do that pays all the bills, I run AutoCAD Civil 3D.
Okay.
And I set this up, 10 years ago, whatever, Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
And just every time I update the computer every few years, I keep current with the computers. But I've really always kept Windows 7 because of some of the other apps I've run. At the time, they had run better in 7 versus 8 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So now with the messaging that we're receiving from Microsoft saying that they're not upgrading.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to upgrade to 10 from 7?
The word upgrade is not going to happen on an old computer. How old is the machine?
A couple years.
Oh, then you could upgrade it technically. You're going to load a fresh copy of the operating system. You're not going to upgrade. You're going to wipe it, load a fresh copy of Windows 10, and then load your software again. So, yeah, there's no upgrade path, right? You just can't stick Windows 10 in an upgrade.
Yeah, because I watched a couple YouTube videos and they're like, oh, yeah, just do this and this and this, and then boom, you go from 7 to 10 and all your applications are fine. And I'm saying,
well, I shouldn't say you can't.
It works in a perfect world.
Yeah. So you can try it. You can try it. I mean, if you've got a good machine, 64-bit, and you're going to go to upgrade to a 64-bit Win 10, I shouldn't have said it so definitively. But a lot of folks like a fresh load, especially if you're as geeky as you sound you are.
I've done that. Yeah, I'm pretty capable, fortunately.
Yeah.
So, because I listen to you guys.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks.
Yeah, and I've been running OpenDNS with Windows Defender, but recently, or a month or so ago when I heard it, was that you're recommending some other virus protection at this time?
Yeah, Microsoft Guard in the Hen House is kind of you got to stop doing it with Defender.
Okay.
So, I mean, Microsoft's products have such problems that to trust them to also do virus scanning is kind of silly these days. So we recommend Webroot. It's another professional antivirus tool that you can get. But there's others out there, but that's the one we recommend and we use for our business practice.
Well, I've been following your advice for a long time, and it's always has treated me well. So I really appreciate being able to speak with you guys, and I always enjoy the show.
Thanks for being there, Jason.
All right, thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too. All right, so we're going to step out for a quick break and get to your call. So Gary's back. He's not back.
Gary's back.
Gary, Paul, and James, hang on. One line open for you. If you're in the West Hartford area or the New Haven area or the Bridgeport area within GoNetSpeed's service area, let us know why you haven't taken it up yet. What's the reason? Let us know. They want to know. Why haven't you picked up on cutting the cable and going over to get go NetSpeed? So call in and let us know about that. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And coming up at 11 is Dr. Alessi. He'll come in and give you a second opinion on your health advice. But for now, we're talking about cutting the cable. And I'm sorry about my voice. I don't know what it's doing. It's this darn cold. So I apologize for that up front. Let's go right to James in Plainville. He wants to cut the cable. What's going on, James? James, you there?
Oh, yeah. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. So I don't live in the area, but I have heard about CodeSpeed for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But a while ago, when you had Hulu Live, that came out.
Mm-hmm.
It just, for me and my household, it wasn't feasible because I still ended up paying close to $170.
Hmm.
I'm a current Xfinity subscriber. I like my bill to be less? Yes, but I actually do get a premium service. And I just wanted to say you guys were wrong. You actually can take your Xfinity services with you with their app.
Mm-hmm.
And now I heard something about how you could, I think on certain smart TVs and I think Roku's, you don't have to rent any other equipment.
Right. No, that's great. Yeah, so you're singing the cable company's praises, which is weird. But if you like them that much, go for it, man. Who am I to say you can't like them?
But I'm saying that's probably why a lot of people haven't cut the cable because they're getting options. So, you know, I did the math, and I have friends that don't have cable.
Yeah.
They just have internet, and they're paying for DC Universe Online. They're going to be getting Disney Plus. They have YouTube TV. And Netflix. At the end of the day, you're still paying the same, and it's a lot of overlap.
So that's not untrue, except you've chosen to do that. So with cable companies, they bundle these massive bundles that you of systems that you don't even want to watch or pay for. Then they charge you to rent the boxes to get the TV. So if it's pure cable internet versus a fiber connection, you're going to pay half what you're paying now for cable internet and get twice the speed with this fiber service. You can't argue that, period.
Well, I can because you're getting faster speed, but then you're still having to pay someone else for these services. And if you don't get what I realize is not every streaming service provides you with the channels you want, so you actually have to go with more than one provider to get everything.
You can choose that. I hear you, but to start your basis at $50, whereas the cable company is going to start you off at $100 to get a lot less performance.
$100, but you're getting two services.
I understand that, but you're also paying for all the taxes on top of that, the War of 1812 taxes. You're paying for the cable box necessarily. So I don't know. If you think the numbers work out for you in that way, that's fine. But I've never seen it to work out that way as far as the reason to stick with cable. But I hear you. I hear you.
I'm hearing it a lot where there's a lot of people that aren't happy with all the streaming.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are just, they're sick and tired of it. And now, you know, you have HBO Go Max that's going to be coming out. So mm-hmm. Now they're pulling content from like a Netflix. Comcast is coming out, or NBC Universal is coming out with that Peacock thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these individualized streaming companies are pulling back their content, leaving like a Netflix dead in the water because they're not going to have anything.
Well, the beauty is
the option to cut it.
Right.
But now you're paying your $60. HBO Max,
right?
Get their content.
The only difference is, though, that James is that the market will actually allow for that to fight out. Whereas, in the old days with cable bundling, you were stuck with the bundle, right? So at least now, if you want to watch the Peacock, you can pay for that. If you don't, they're not getting a subscriber. If you want HBO, you can pay for that, or they're not getting a subscriber. So what you're talking about with the GoNetSpeed approach is your base access to the starting the whole discussion is $50. Whereas when you look at cable and DSL, they're higher and less effective. And then you could add, yes, I hear your frustration about paying for all the different streaming, but that's your choice.
Well, my argument would be I watch TV like two nights a week. That's it.
Right.
And I'm on the internet almost every day.
Right.
So for me, you know, I got my Netflix.
Right. You got your choices.
I got YouTube TV, and I don't need any more than that.
Right.
And I would, if I could just get this basic cable, I would cut my monthly cost by three quarters.
Right. And I understand James's frustration in that you feel like you have to all these different services now you got to pay for individually. But that's really the holy grail of entertainment, right? The bundles were killing us. You know, they're selling you the Yes Network for Yankees, and you're a Red Sox fan, and you're still paying for it though as part of your bundle. You had to buy all these special bundles to get TV. Now you can just pay for what you want, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, if I'm a Red Sox fan, why do I want to pay for the Yes Network?
Right.
You know, and if I'm a Yankees fan, why do I want to pay for the New England Sports Channel?
Exactly. You wouldn't want to do that. That's sacrilege. Let's go on to, although I'm a Red Sox fan. Let's go to Paul in Berlin. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, Ray, Eric. I got a blue screen twice in the past week with a stop code.
Uh-oh.
Is that something I should worry about or talk to you on Monday?
Are you a client?
Yes.
You should email us on Monday probably than having me try to handle it over the air right now.
Yeah, it's the second time that it goes to a blue screen and then it does some kind of an upgrade and supposed to reboot. It doesn't.
But yeah.
There's a driver code and there's also a system file that it pulls up.
Yeah, just email us at the office there as a customer there, and we'll take care of that for Monday.
It's still running now. It's twice in a week. So
yeah, so you're still operating, so it's a minor. It's probably just an update that's failing.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Paul. You got it, sir. It's funny too with all the customers we have. Eric, we're going to call you during the week, during the show. First time it's happened, I think, in probably a decade. All right, let's go to Gary. I don't think you're here, but I'm going to try you one more time. Gary in Barrington, Mass. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here.
All right, sir. We were listening to your birds chirping last time.
Third time's a charm.
Here, how's that? It's a squeaky door.
It's a squeaky door. All right, what do you got, Gary? What's going on?
What a great show this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that about 2 weeks ago decided it was time to cut the cable. And I was paying $180, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
And this call actually started, like, earlier in the week because I'm a member of the UConn Women's Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I heard rumblings about all the things going on, and people were really upset because I guess Frontier is not covering SNY, which is a sports network that takes care of 15 of the UConn's games.
Yep.
So I put a header post, and we've had over 50 comments this week on different things that people are doing. So
yeah.
It's pretty good topic.
Yeah, YouTube TV covers it. You'll have it, no problem.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's where I kind of settled in, and I was wondering if that was the right way to go. And actually, from all the conversations this morning, it sounds like a good program.
Yeah, but $50 for 70 channels? I mean, where are you going to go wrong?
And ESPN is included, which covers SNY, so it really solves the problem.
Yeah.
So my question is... you know, I get YouTube TV, and I have a smart TV, so that can just connect right into that.
Yep.
So I have to figure out what to do for a Wi-Fi service.
Well, it's not a service. You have internet, right, Gary?
Yes.
So don't let the cable companies confuse you by having you pay for Wi-Fi because you already have internet. Excuse me, you already have internet.
All right.
All you do is you need a Wi-Fi access point, a device or a router that will give your home.
Uh-huh.
That'll give your home your own Wi-Fi.
Right.
So you don't have to, no service you're paying for.
So all I have to do is go out and buy a router.
Buy a router connected to the modem you have from your internet provider, and you are now Wi-Fi. Or you want to run a dedicated Cat 6 drop to your smart TV and run that back to your modem. You can do that too.
Right. So I like the previous caller said, and you talked about this morning, I mean, YouTube TV is like $50. So
yep.
That's a pretty good deal.
I think so. I mean, you put a $50 internet service together with a $50 70-channel system, and then, of course, pay for whatever other streaming you like to. You know, like the other caller was kind of complaining about that. But look, don't buy it or buy it. I mean, what do you want me to say? To start?
Yeah, no, I have Netflix, so it works out perfect. YouTube TV, Netflix, and...
Yeah, you probably have Amazon Prime, too, right?
Well, yes.
So you've got tons of content for $100 a year on that.
Right.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
So we're good to go then. Maybe save $100 a month.
Exactly.
Right. Wonderful. I don't do a lot of computer stuff, but I listen to you guys every week because it's just interesting, the stuff that goes on with the callers and their problems, and you seem to help them out a lot, so that's great.
Well, thanks, Gary. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so this drop button's got to get worked on there, Matt. It's a three-button push to get the call to drop. Get engineering on that over here. We don't do buttons. We're going to step out for a quick break for the news. Todd, Vincent, and Bob. Oh, we got Todd from West Hartford. Maybe he's got access to GoNetSpeed, and he'll let us know what's going on. But if you have a GoNetSpeed in your service area, they're wondering why you haven't taken it up yet. Me too, I'm wondering. I mean, it's an amazing option versus your incumbent DSL and cable services. Let's bring some competition in here. I know Connecticut deems itself as revolutionary, but of course, of the things that you should be dealing with as far as improving our state, high-speed fiber internet to your home would be a great thing to promote and improve. But no, we're worried about choke points on a bridge. So we have choke points on the internet. We're paying an arm and a leg for it. So your alternatives are out there. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here to save you some money. I feel like Clark Howard by allowing you to cut the cable. You have my permission to do it, West Hartford. GoNetSpeed is in that area there, and you can have an alternative to the incumbent broadband providers, giving you either 100-year-old copper technology for an arm and a leg versus fiber, you know, for $50. And we want it to come to our towns, too. So West Hartford, show them. Show them it's possible. For less than a few cups of Starbucks, you too can have high-speed internet right in
it's
your home.
It's there waiting for you to go online and sign up now.
It's crazy. We get nothing for this other than we just want you to enjoy the high-speed. We want to come to our towns.
Yeah, people hear that you have it and how much you like it, then they might go and sign up for it in our towns.
At the Chardonnay parties. Let's go. Let's go to Vincent in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Not Allentown, Vincent, but Downingtown?
Downingtown it is. Look, my problem has to do with my quest in buying a printer.
Yes, sir.
For my desktop.
All right.
This is it's connected with a cable.
Yep.
And what I want to do is I want to buy this a printer with the confidence that it will be able to continue to work with upgrades on the operating system on my computer.
Gotcha.
The background on this is I bought a Canon inkjet computer in 2009.
Yeah.
And it has worked fine.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, it is still healthy.
Nice.
The problem is that Wednesday I upgraded to the latest Mac operating system.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so Mac OS 10.14,
mm-hmm.
My inkjet works like a charm.
Yep.
Mac OS 10.15,
ugh.
She don't work.
Nope, she don't work no more. So,
I go online and I had good luck with the Canon, so I look on the Canon site,
yeah.
And I say, compatible with Mac Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
And it lists a whole pile of various models.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not
what
yours.
Huh? What I want mm-hmm. is I don't want to go to the big box store.
Yeah.
Because I want this damn printer right away.
Okay.
I don't want to go to this big box store.
Yeah.
Have the guy assure me that it's compatible with this operating system.
Yeah.
And then next week, next month, next year, because Apple people roll out these operating system updates with ever increasing frequency.
Yes, sir.
So I don't want to get one that works today.
I know.
But ain't going to work in 2, 3, or 4 months.
Yep.
So I don't know what criteria that this printer should possess.
It doesn't exist, Vincent.
presumably it's got internal circuitry. I don't know. Might even have a microprocessor. Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't exist, Vincent. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. The only way to guarantee your stuff will continue to work is by not updating the operating system ever again. Right? You buy it, and your soup looks the way it looks for as long as you can keep it.
Okay, that's a different type of computer suicide.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, what you're asking for doesn't exist. Canon has decided to say, no more printing for you. We want you to buy something else that'll make you use the ink faster so we can make more money on the ink. And they've decided that that printer doesn't do it fast enough for them, and they decided not to write a driver for Catalina.
Okay, I'm willing to put my head on the chopping block.
Okay.
But I just don't want to do it more than once.
I hear you, sir. Unfortunately, you got to find a printer that you trust. Canon's got a good quality product there, but this can happen again in 8 years, 5 months, 2 days. It all depends on how new the printer is and how often you update your software. I have no way to prevent this from ever happening again for you.
It's called planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
And it's planned obsolescence in order to make you buy another product.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay, but you see, my question is,
yeah,
I'm willing to buy the product.
Yep.
But I want a product with some built-in longevity that will accept future upgrades.
I hear you.
No good.
Unfortunately, they don't exist. Now,
no guarantee.
We actually had a story last week about even the jet planes we're flying are getting software updates that are causing the engines to have trouble. Right, so software updates on Pratt & Whitney engines are causing issues with the planes. So you want your printer to not have that problem, but they're having the problem now spread out to anything that gets a software update.
Because I suspect the problem with the engines are that the updates were necessary to cure a prior problem.
Maybe. They talk about efficiencies and stuff like that, but they ended up making the engines run hotter.
Okay, so there is no way
that
I can look at the fine print and say this is a good match for my operating system.
You cannot, but you can go on, if you trust the brand, choose the brand you like, and you've liked Canon, see what their latest Catalina version is.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking for a dedicated black and white laser printer. You got any suggestions?
HP.
Are you permitted?
HP. Any HP in that $500 range or under will do well for you, as long as it's laser.
Well, when you said $500, it made my knees sag a little bit.
Sorry. I think business. And I also had three boys that had all sorts of papers that they had to do, so to spend the money on a better laser printer, a color laser, was worth it for me.
For $500,
I know.
For $500, you can get a color laser printer, but you know, if you want to go a lot less money, you can get one that's just black and white.
For like $300, maybe?
I want simple.
Check out Staples, and Bob thinks you can find them even cheaper than three.
Yeah, I think you can probably find it in $150 range or
all right, let me just say that I cut the cable a long, long time ago.
Yep.
3-4 years ago. And I don't care about local programming.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch what I watch.
Yeah.
And it costs me $75 a month.
There you go. So how much did you save? It just paid for your $500 printer.
Oh, no. I use those savings.
I'm just kidding. There you go, Vincent.
Okay.
It's cold in Pennsylvania. All right, I got to go, sir.
All right. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Is there a way to get fax for a 3-in-1 printer? Is there a way to get fax if you only have a mobile phone? Do you have to have a landline?
Oh, yes. You got to have a landline.
No, you don't. You can use you can go e-fax.
Fax to internet. Yeah, e-fax.
All you need is an email box. So go check out e-fax, and now they can email you a fax, and you can send faxes out through it that'll go to old-fashioned landline faxes.
By the way, HP has a printer on HP.com for $99.99.
That's laser?
LaserJet, yep.
Wow, I didn't even know they got that cheap, Vincent. There you go. You can get them for under $100.
Okay, gentlemen, you didn't give me the uplifting advice I had hoped for, but I do thank you for your advice.
Our pleasure, sir.
Adios.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I know. I wish I could have you guarantee that planned obsolescence didn't occur, but it does. All right, so we're going to step out for a quick break here. Two lines open for you, Todd and Bob. Hang on. And if you happen to be in West Hartford and are in the GoNetSpeed area, why haven't you picked it up? GoNetSpeed's wondering. We're wondering, too. And then again, maybe you guys are all picking it up. Maybe you guys are all set. I mean, Tom said you weren't yet, so we're wondering what's going on. Give us a ring. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be coming in, and he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. Let's go right to your calls. We want to go to Todd in West Hartford. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good,
thanks
good.
So here's the deal. I'm in West Hartford, and my neighbor signed up for GoNetSpeed.
Yeah.
He's pretty smart. He's a pretty smart guy. Another friend of mine who's in IT is, like, jealous.
Yes.
And I've been considering it for a while, right? But I think I have a comment, and then I have a question for you guys. So the comment to the GoNetSpeed guys are they got to make it easy in terms of my wife and I work a lot, and so it was the time to research. Okay, how do I? And this is part of the question: how do I deal with my landline? We don't want to get rid of our landline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all through everything's done through Comcast,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
How do we get rid of our landline, or how do we keep our landline with this?
Mm-hmm.
Then. You know, how do we deal with the router,
mm-hmm.
and how do we make sure that we get Nesson? Because if we don't get Nesson in the Red Sox, my marriage will be over. So.
I hear you. all of that is easily solved, Todd. So to keep your
research and time,
and that's
my comment, right? That I don't have the time to do that. So
well, if you trust me, and Bob,
I do.
All right,
I listen to you guys all the time. I do trust you.
All right, so here it is. Write this down.
I got a pen.
UMA. If you want to get a landline for whatever crazy reason you still want to have it, UMA. Your landline will, guess what, be how much? Free. Free landline.
The same phone number, though?
Yes, sir.
You
just
port
it
over.
It's free. All you're going to do is pay for the charges on the FCC and the taxes. So, solved. You're going to go to Kmart and buy an UMA for 50
okay.
bucks or whatever it is.
Okay.
Then you're going to go buy a streaming device. I like the NVIDIA Shield. They've got a new one out that's going to upscale everything to 4K for you. Or you can get a Roku, or you can get a Amazon Fire Stick. Now, I don't have an opinion
I've got four TVs, because I have questions on TVs, but I have four TVs. Do I need four of them?
So are any of them smart?
Three of them are smart.
So you're in pretty good shape, kid. You're going to buy one streaming device.
How old are your smart TVs?
Okay, so actually the one upstairs isn't smart. I've got two smart TVs. I've got one that's 5 years old and one that's 3 years old.
Okay.
And the one that's 5 years old is a 4K projector, and that's the one. That's my other question. I know I'm going sideways here. I'm sorry.
No.
Other question is, my interest on that is I don't want any compression, and I know that
not with fiber.
All the cable companies and everything else. Yeah, all the cable companies, they compress your video signal, so you're not really getting 4K. That's another reason I was looking at this.
And they'll charge you an arm and a leg if you try to stream 4K, because they're going to hit you for overages. So
yeah.
In the case of GoNetSpeed, no, it's fiber up and down, no compression to deal with, nice high-speed connection. You're going to go buy a streaming device, so I would recommend the NVIDIA Shield for that. That is obviously your primary, your most important viewing. Is on that.
And that's for
projector?
Anything that's not a smart TV? Or that's
correct.
For...
Anything that's not a smart TV, or if you just want to have everything current and simple, it's a pretty inexpensive item, $150, $200. You're going to save, you're going to pay for itself.
It's one time.
It's one time. You're going to pay for itself in just a couple of months.
And you don't pay rent every month.
Yeah. So get as many as you like. Why don't you start with one? And then YouTube TV, right? It's got Nesson. I'm sure others do as well. Check out the other, but I like YouTube TV.
And that's what, $50?
$50 for 70 channels. It's got way too many channels on its service.
It's got local on it, right?
Oh yeah, all the local channels and.
Okay, I can deal with it. Okay, so see, you're doing it. I was gonna run parallel for a while, but maybe I'll just not do that.
All your friends are gonna be so impressed. You know, when they say, Todd did it. But I understand your trepidation, but it's really so simple. Go do the UMA thing first, so you trust me. So first thing you're going to do is do UMA, port your number over. It's no big deal. Just follow the instructions. It's really simple to do. Then you call the cable company and say, well, they're going to have the service will be removed automatically because they no longer will have the line. You're literally ripping the line from them, which is kind of nice to do. You feel good after you do it. You're like, you ripped that line out of there, and now you pay nothing for your phone bill. Except for the taxes that are put on there. And then you'll see how easy that is. Then take your other steps for your streaming.
Okay. And then then one last thing is, so when the guys from – when they come to run GoNetSpeed, because my wife, she does telepresence from home a bunch of times a week too.
Mm.
So I noticed that I was getting 139 down but 14 up on Xfinity or whatever it is. So I guess that – might improve.
Yeah, 150, 150.
When they come in, mm-hmm. they're going to give me just a modem, right? So then
yes.
I'm going to want to get like a nice, because right now my even my Xfinity, I can't get coverage all over my house. So yeah. You're going to probably tell me that I'm going to need to buy a router.
A one-time router. Yep.
So what do you recommend?
I like the Linksys. I still use the 1900 ACS, but they probably have newer flavors out
there.
They
got a new protocol coming out here next month, I think.
For wireless speeds.
Should I wait for the new protocol?
No.
AX protocol. Yeah, it's supposed to do gigabit speeds.
You don't need that. Who cares?
1.6 gigabit speeds.
You don't need your phone to have a gigabit connection. Who cares?
But,
I would just go with whatever's out there, you know, because you don't need, you're only getting 150, only, I'm only say only, you're getting 150 megabits into your home. All
both
you need is it to handle
and
150 megabit performance, well, which is a 300 megabit brand, combined. So you can spend.
And I don't need more than 150 megabits.
Like, no. Okay. No. You'll be very happy with that, I promise you. And it's $50. Okay. It's $50, Todd. So go get a router, then configure OpenDNS. You get a nice, clean, secure, fast, cheap. You already have it configured?
Yeah, I listened to you guys.
Hey, nice. If you did that yourself, you could do this. This is easier.
Cool. And for the router, like, again, my issue right now is my connection's down in the basement, and it probably will be again. And I get the Wi-Fi coverage throughout the house. So the router I'm looking for has got to cover the house. You know?
Yeah, most of them will these days that are current that'll cover the house. Or you can just...
Even though the Xfinity X-Fi won't?
it depends on how old the X-Fi device they made you rent is. But the newer technologies these days are pretty good. You can always relocate that router upstairs, you know. Just run a Cat5 line up from the modem. And I bet you if you ask the GoNetSpeed people nicely, they might even do that for you. They might locate them.
I have Cat5. I ran it up to the attic, Cat5 and Cat6. I tried to future-proof the house, you know.
You've already got it run all over the place?
Yeah.
Ah, so then all you do is locate your router wherever there's a Cat5 drop, connect it to your modem, right? The modem can be downstairs in the basement, and the router can be anywhere you want to put it. Put it somewhere in the center of your home.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, right? You're just going to connect it via Cat5. And you're going to be saving a ton of money, a lot of performance. But
I just signed up with TV Live, so hopefully the concierge would be nice. So hopefully.
I think a lot of your questions could be answered if you'd go to the GoNetSpeed.com website.
Yeah, they probably have some FAQs.
Oh, man, they got a lot of stuff up there that tells you how easy it is and what you can get.
Yeah.
It'll answer your question. You can spend 10 minutes there and answer a lot of questions.
We're very jealous of you, Todd. I mean, I'm kind of living vicariously through you. I just feel so excited for you. I know it sounds weird. All I use the internet for is to watch TV and, you know, surf the internet every now and again. So it's not like we use it for anything different than you, but to be able to pay half for twice the speed?
Yeah, well, you know, and it comes down to we only watch very select TV stuff. Red Fox,
yep.
All sports. We watch sports, like tons of sports. Yeah, hockey, a lot of hockey.
YouTube TV's got all that.
Cool.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks for the UMA thing, because that was the kind of the barrier that we were kind of like, okay, I know, why do we want a landline?
But yeah, why do you want a landline?
It's a thing.
No, really? Is it a thing? Do you have, like, kids?
Well, it's so, again, with cell phones, right? I have my cell phone with me. My wife has hers with her. But we, you know, somebody wants to call the house, and we have 5 or 6 handsets all over the house.
But don't you have your phone on you?
And 3 people can pick up the handsets.
In my house, my kids never picked up the phone. They had a phone on them, but they never picked up the house phone.
Well, I can't help you with the kids.
But isn't that weird, though? I mean, they were like so – they hated to pick up the house phone. It was almost a scary thing to them. I don't know what it was. All right, well, enjoy your landline. It's okay. Uma will solve it for you.
One step at a time.
Yes. You'll get rid of it fast. Once you'll get rid of it eventually, because you're going to be like, $5 a month? Why do I want to pay $5 a month? Because
well,
you have to pay for the fees.
We had to, because my wife had a work line too. So that was, I think we just got rid of that. So hopefully we'll see.
All right, Todd. Well, enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. He's going to be high speeding it, keeping his landline. Let's try to get this last caller in before the top of the hour. We'll do our best we can here for you, Bob. What do you got? Really quick.
Hi, Eric and Bob. Love the show.
Thanks.
Had 3 questions. I hope I can jam them all in.
Oh, boy, I'm going to take you off the air after the show ends here. So get one question in, and we'll do what we can. We got about a minute and a half.
Okay, the first one was about OpenDNS.
Yep.
And if you implement that, you're changing settings on your modem, not on your computer, right?
On your router.
Yeah, okay, on your router. I got a a modem router from Frontier. I have Frontier.
They may default it on you. See, the problem with using their hardware is that they could default that in 5 seconds on you just by resetting it. So when you control it, then you can actually do it. So you have to set the DNS settings on your PC side rather than the router, because you can't trust them to keep the settings the way you want them to be.
Okay, so you'd have to do that on all your computers?
Correct, or buy a router and tell them to just give you a modem, not a modem router. Or buy your own modem.
Is it a more involved process to do it on your computers?
No, you're just changing the DNS IP addresses. So if you go to any of our website links from the past, we have instructions on how to do that. So, hey, Bob, I'll take your other questions off air because you were hanging on for a while there, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it. I'm going to put Bob on hold. I want to thank Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed for coming in here and telling us about an alternative to your cable services. Check him out at GoNetSpeed.com. I want to thank Matt for producing.
See you next week.